Catherine Nile, Visitation Coordinator for Advocates for Immigrants in Detention, AID, Northwest, says it's time to reinstate visitation at the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma.
We really think it's time that we get to go in and visit with the people who are being detained, who are highly stressed and very, very anxious and ready for their people to be able to come in.
She says ICE has stated they are following CDC guidelines by not allowing visitors, although the State Department of Corrections has allowed for some visitation in jails and prisons. According to Nile, ICE stated they won't open one detention facility until all can be open. One of the biggest emotional upheavals for families with loved ones detained is not being able to say goodbye if they are deported. Tian Hao was previously detained at the Northwest Detention Center for 2.5 years, including during the pandemic.
We as humans need to talk, you know, and need to feel the interaction, need to feel love, you know, even by stranger.
While Howe says visitation before the pandemic was often difficult to obtain, seeing and interacting with someone was a necessity. Howe adds that most visitation happens behind glass, and she is not sure why it had to stop during the pandemic, especially because outbreaks have happened within the facility, even without visitors. ICE officials confirm that there has still been no change in the guidance to allow visitation. I'm Lauren Gallup.